Today's scripture reading is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Finally, brothers, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may spread quickly and be held in honor, just as it was with you. And pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not everyone holds to the faith. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do what we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. Now we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to keep away from any brother who leads an undisciplined life that is not keeping with the tradition you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us, because we were not undisciplined among you, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. Instead, in labor and toil, we worked night and day so that we would not be a burden to any of you. Not that we lacked this right, but we wanted to offer ourselves as an example for you to imitate. For even while we were with you, we gave you this command: if anyone is unwilling to work, he shall not eat. Yet we hear that some of you are leading undisciplined lives and accomplishing nothing but being busybodies. We command and urge such people by our Lord Jesus Christ to begin working quietly to earn their own living. But as for you, brothers, do not grow weary in well-doing. Take note of anyone who does not obey the instructions we have given in this letter. Do not associate with him so that he may be ashamed. Yet do not regard him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. This greeting is in my own hand, Paul. This is my mark in every letter. It is the way I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you. This is God's word. We all know that we should be praying for our missionaries and others who serve the Lord full time in ministry. But what should we pray for specifically? Maybe we ask the Lord to bless them, but what do we really mean by that? 2 Thessalonians 3 starts out with Paul's request for prayer from the Thessalonians. He asks them to pray specifically for two things. Both of these requests serve as good models for our praying, for those who are serving the Lord in the gospel. So, we should pray, first of all, for people to be saved through the gospel message. Verse 1 says, "Pray for us, that the message of the Lord may do two things, spread rapidly and be honored." The message of the Lord spreading rapidly means that people come to Christ for salvation, a few or more at a time. Instead of reaching people one by one, which is a great way to reach people, but the gospel spreads rapidly when a crowd of spiritually hungry people hear the gospel and trust Christ. They, in turn, are discipled and organized into churches while simultaneously telling others they know about Christ. In this way, the gospel spreads rapidly. The phrase "be honored" is a way of referring to the response of faith. We see this from the next phrase in verse 1, which says, "just as it was with you." In other words, just as the Thessalonians honored the gospel by believing it, Paul asked them to pray for others to hear and believe the gospel as well. And so this is the first way in which we can pray for those who serve the Lord. Pray for many to hear the gospel and for many to respond to it in faith. A second thing we can pray for is for preachers to be delivered from persecution. Paul's second prayer request for the Thessalonians is in verse 2, "and pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil people." This is a request about persecution, specifically that God would rescue his servants from those who would seek to harm them physically or make it difficult for them to communicate the gospel. Calling them wicked and evil people not only describes their own lifestyle, but it reminds us that those who oppose the spread of the gospel are sinning against God. Their opposition is wickedness itself. They are not merely misinformed. They are opposing the Lord and his work. The last phrase of verse 2, "for not everyone has faith," explains why there are wicked and evil people in the world. The difference between those who honor the message of the Lord, as verse 1 says, and those who oppose it, is the gift of faith that God gives to some when they hear the gospel message. Paul acknowledged that some who hear the gospel will reject it, and even oppose the opportunity for others to hear it. Paul asked that those who prayed for his ministry ask the Lord to deliver him from these people. Similarly, when we pray for God's servants who share the gospel, we can pray for them to be free from the attacks and opposition of those who love disobedience and want to suppress the truth. Whenever we pray for those serving the Lord in full-time ministry, we can pray for their encouragement, sure, for their health, for their families, for their financial needs, of course. But let's remember to pray, too, for many people to believe the gospel and for protection from those who don't believe the gospel and don't want its message to spread. And so let me encourage you now, here at the end of this devotional, to take a few minutes and pray for one or more servants of the Lord, missionaries, pastors, whatever. Pray for them that God would use their message effectively to reach many people for Christ. And pray for them to be preserved from those who would want to harm them and stop the spread of the gospel. This is a way of praying that is pleasing to the Lord. So take some time to pray that way just now. And I'll see you next time.